ago, we spoke on the first paragraph of this purport. I want to continue reading this same verse and purport. Is there another book?
No.
Purnachandra, can you come this side, please? So, because Purnachandra is a better scholar than I am, and more capable. I wouldn't say that. What's going on? My book is falling apart. That's bad news. Nice, India. What is it? Yes. We can just read this and then again the verse. So this is such a nice verse. Because let's say it allows us to let's say to some extent, to the extent of our ability, it allows us to get the scent of the beauty of Krishna, the attraction of Krishna. And the nature of Krishna's influence upon the most highly elevated realized souls. In the Madhurya or conjugal ras. O friend, wife of the deer, has Lord Achyuta been here with his beloved, bringing great joy to your eyes?
О, подруга, жена оленя, был ли здесь Господь Ачюта со своей возлюбленной, принося великую радость твоим глазам?
Indeed, blowing this way is the fragrance of his garland of kunda flowers.
На самом деле, в наше направление дует ветерок с ароматом его гирлянды, сделанные из цветов кунды,
which was smeared with the kunkum from the breast of his girlfriend,
на которой осталось кункума с груди его подруги,
when he embraced her,
когда он обнимал ее.
This is such a beautiful description.
Замечательное описание.
It let's say it creates a great thirst within our hearts to actually personally witness the Nikunja Lilas of Radha and Krishna.
Это описание пробуждает жажду в нашем сердце увидеть собственными глазами Никунджа Лилу Радхи Кришны.
Radharani and Krishna are the supreme let's say emblem of conjugal loving affairs.
Радхарани Кришна — это как бы высшее проявление или, можно сказать, эмблема супружеских отношений.
If Radha and Krishna were not absorbed in relishing conjugal love or conjugal affairs, in Golok Dham, there would be no question of any semblance or perverted reflection of the affair in this material world.
Если бы Радха и Кришна не занимались, то есть не развивали бы эти супружеские отношения на Голоке Дхаме, то даже не возникало бы вопроса о том, чтобы подобные отношения или их искаженные отражения проявились здесь, в материальном мире.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercifully revealed to us this most esoteric understanding of the truths of Godhead. There was some distraction. What happened?
Phone idiot.
Huh?
Phone idiot.
Oh. Anyhow.
Итак, Господь Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху раскрыл нам наиболее историческое понимание отношений с Господом.
It's important for us to understand that that the living entity, conditioned souls, endeavor to imitate God necessarily requires his indulgence in sex life.
Мы должны понимать, что когда условная душа пытается имитировать Бога, это неминуемо также включает в себя сексуальную жизнь.
Mundane sex life between the apparent Prakriti and Purush manifestations of this world in the form of female and males, or women and men particularly, and any other female and male, let's say, manifestation in any species of life, they are all, let's say, the expression of the conditioned soul's desire to play God.
Сексуальная жизнь проявлена в этом материальном мире в отношениях между мужчинами и женщинами, а также представителями противоположного пола во многих других формах жизни. Все это есть не что иное, как попытки обусловленных живых существ
In fact, there are descriptions in the Bhagavatam, particularly in the fifth canto, in the chapter in which we find the descriptions of the subterranean heavenly planets. We will see that in the subterranean heavenly planets, where there's basically more facility for material enjoyment even than in the heavenly planets, we will find that the women of that realm, they seduce the men for exploitive purposes, because it's on the material platform, and when the men will let's say conjugate with those women of that world, at their time of conjugation, they will actually be convinced that they are God.
The men are convinced that they are God.
Yeah, the men will be convinced that they have become God on account of their sexual, let's say, experiences.
Шримад Бхагаватам, в пятой песне, в особенности, в той секции, где описывается райские планеты, описывается, что женщины, принадлежащие к родителям, они также эксплуатируют мужчин вот для собственного, так сказать, удовлетворения. И когда мужчины сочетаются с ними в половых отношениях, мужчины там испытывают такое ощущение, что они стали Богом. Это ощущение приходит лишь в результате тех ощущений, которые они испытывают в результате этих половых отношений.
In that realm, which is below Bhumandala, Bhumandala is like a plateau which is dividing the upper worlds from the nether worlds. Because it is below Bhumandala, the sunshine does not reach that section of the universe.
And the world that is below Bhumandala, Bhumandala is такая платформа, которая разделяет высшие планеты системы от низших. А сколько мир находится ниже Бумандалы, вот, то свет Солнца не проникает туда.
Because the sunshine is not observable, because the course of the sun is not observable, there's no way of actually measuring the passage of time. Because the movement of the sun is not observable on account of the fact that it is it is being covered by the Bhumandala.
Huh?
Yeah, in those planets, which are, we're talking about the subterranean heavenly planets. So, in those planets, there's no way of measuring the passage of time.
И поскольку эти подземные райские планеты находятся там, где не видать Солнца, и поскольку Солнце не видать, то нет возможности отсчитывать время. То есть, другими словами, ход Солнца там не виден, поэтому ощущение времени там отсутствует.
It's described that the sky in those planets are illumined by the brilliant self-effulgent jewels on the heads of the Nagas. Or the serpents.
Говорится, что небо на этих планетах освещается драгоценными камнями, естественным свечением драгоценных камней, которые находятся на головах нагов или змеев.
So the residents of that realm, they actually have the greatest facility for being in the illusion that they are eternally, let's say. Established.
И обитатели этих планет, у них есть возможность пребывать в иллюзии, что они находятся в этом мире вечно.
So it's quite possible for them to think that they are eternal enjoyers.
Поэтому для них вполне возможно считать себя вечными наслаждающимися.
Like that. So they actually have the greatest facility for let's say pretending to be God. In this world, because the sunshine is the sun is rising and setting, etc., and we can detect the aging of our bodies easily, and we can see the movement of time easily, it is not so easy for us let's say, conclude that we are not under some superior control, although in our ignorance we may attempt to doggedly attach ourselves to that conception.
И, ну, на нашей земле, поскольку ход времени легко ощутить, в виде как встает и заходит солнце, потому как меняется возраст нашего тела и так далее, для нас достаточно легко заключить, что мы не являемся положение верховных контролирующих, хотя в нашем невежестве иногда мы совершаем все-таки такие попытки.
In any case, whether one is in the lower planetary systems, whether one is in the middle planetary systems, or whether one is in the higher planetary systems, enjoying heavenly delights and swargalok, etc., in any case, the activities of sex between male and female counterparts are an expression of the conditioned soul's desire to imitate Godhead.
Неважно, где находится живое существо, на низших планетах на средних планетах или на высших планетах. На всех этих мирах проявление сексуальных отношений между представителями противоположного пола является ничем иным, как попытками обусловленного живого существа имитировать Бога.
As you must be knowing, Godhead is not complete without its constituents. Constituents means aspects or parts. In the absolute truth, there are both energetic and energy. The energy and the energetic are simultaneously one and different from each other. We can understand that when there is an enjoyer, there must be an enjoyed. Without having something to enjoy, there's no meaning of being an enjoyer. So Krishna, as the supreme enjoyer, he expands his very self in the form of that which he is to enjoy. And in this way, Radha and Krishna are simultaneously manifest in a differentiated way, although they are one. In the beginning, the Absolute Truth was one. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the beginning, the Absolute Truth was all combined in one form as Sri Krishna. But to relish, enhanced pleasure pastimes, he has divided himself into two. In the form of Radha and Krishna. Radha is Krishna. She is the enjoyed aspect of Krishna. You must be knowing that when Krishna, on the full moon night of the Sharad season, when Krishna came to Vansivat, Cupid, Kamadev, he thought to attack Krishna. So taking all of his weapons with him, he approached Rasamandal at Vansivat in order to wage war against Krishna. Unfortunately, we can say it like that. Unfortunately, Krishna, I mean to say, Yogamaya, you will find in Bhagavatam the statement Yogamaya Upashrita, which means that this rasa dancing is under the influence of Krishna's yoga maya. This rasa dancing is not like the dancing of the young boys and girls in this perverted world of material sense gratification, but rather it is under the influence of yoga maya, completely on the spiritual platform.
Шримад Бхагаватам описывается, что данный трасса происходил, то есть он был, как бы, находился под влиянием, все, что там происходило, находилось под влиянием йога-майя, духовной энергии. совсем не то же самое, что обычные танцы юношей и девушек в этом материальном мире, которые происходят под влиянием материальной энергии.
Mahamaya has no influence in these affairs.
В этих отношениях Махамая не оказывает никакого влияния.
As such, there's no question of any, let's say, inebriety or inebriety or fault in the matter of Krishna's association with the young housewives of Vraja.
И поэтому в том, что Кришна поначалу общался с девушками Враджа, в этом нет ничего плохого.
Anyhow, Yogamaya served Krishna by dressing him so nicely that when Cupid approached him with all of his best weapons, he became so bewildered enchanted in a bewildering way, that is called Mohan. He became so enchanted that he lost his senses and fell in a heap, unconscious, on the ground of Vraja.
Тем, что он увидел, что он тут же потерял сознание и упал на землю Враджи.
Hence, Krishna, on account of his unparalleled, unexcelled, transcendental beauty and sweetness, is known as Madan Mohan.
Из-за своей несравнимой красоты Кришна известен под именем Мадан Мохан.
Or the enchanter, or the bewilderer of Madana, Kamadev, Cupid.
Или тот, кто очаровывает и сбивает с толку своим очарованием Мадана, или то есть Камадева Купидона.
And he appears as the new Kamadev.
И он является как новый Камадев.
With all of his, let's say, super enchanting sweetness.
Своей супер очаровательной сладостью.
This new Kamadev is represented in the Kama Gayatri Mantra. Those who have received the Pancharatrika Vaishnav Diksha in our line must be knowing the Kama Gayatri Mantra. And must be regularly doing this mantra upasana. This mantra upasana of the Kama Gayatri mantra and the Gopal mantra, 18 syllable Gopal mantra as we have it, it is not an ordinary affair. In Upadeshamrita, it is mentioned that there are 6 causes of fall down of a devotee. One of those causes is known called as Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means to attach oneself to the rules and regulations without understanding the purpose behind them. Or to give up the regulative principles without understanding the purpose behind them. So for us to become fixed up and to remain fixed up in our pursuit of the perfection of unalloyed kevala bhakti or devotional service following in the footsteps of the residents of Vraja, it is very essential for us to understand the purpose behind the aspects of devotional practices that our spiritual masters have given us.
то есть в нашем устремлении к высшей цели, которая есть мечтовая, как Кевала Бхакти, нам очень важно понимать смысл всех видов практики преданности, которые мы получили от наших духовных учителей.
This my speech at this point is a kind of ad-libbing. I didn't prepare anything particularly to say, but so I'm depending on Krishna to provide the words to me circumstantially. If I had prepared, I would have brought with me Sripad Dhyanchandra's Padati in order to give full expression to the thing which I want to put across.
То есть я вот сейчас говорю как бы, можно так сказать, спонтанно, потому что я не готовился к лекции, я сейчас завишу во всем, что я говорю от Кришны, который дает мне слова. Вот. Если бы я на самом деле подготовился, я бы принес с собой Ичбук и
Грот. Шрипад Дьянчандра Падатис, Гор Говинда Арчан Смаран Падати.
Такую книгу он бы принес бы с собой, и тогда бы он рассказал бы все, как есть на самом деле.
So, in this book, Dhyanchandra Prabhu, just so that you may know the authority or authoritative status of Dhyanchandra Prabhupada, we can say, is that he is the disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami.
Dhyanchandra.
He is the illustrious disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami. Does anyone not know who is Gopal Guru Goswami? Does anyone know who is Gopal Guru Goswami?
Huh?
Yeah. Anyhow, Gopal Guru Goswami was called, he was given the title as Guru by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to do his ablutions. I think it was noontime ablutions, I'm not sure. But. And he was, as he was going to pass in his Nara Lila, he was going to defecate, etc. So he was holding his tongue because his tongue could not stop chanting Hare Krishna. So he was holding his tongue to keep his tongue from vibrating the holy name.
И вот как это бывает в Нара Лиле, Господь Читай, он пошел как бы в туалет по нужде, и при этом он держал свой язык, потому что язык не мог остановиться от воспевания святого имени.
So, at that time, it so happened that one little boy, Gopal, was watching him.
Так случилось, что маленький мальчик Гопал видел его.
And when he saw him holding his tongue, Gopal asked him that, what are you doing? Why are you holding your tongue? This is a very strange thing, someone holding his tongue while he's... So it was surprising Gopal. So Mahaprabhu explained to Gopal that because I'm passing, so this is a contaminated activity. So I don't want that the holy name should enter into this contaminated atmosphere. I should not chant the holy name at such times when I'm contaminating. So then Gopal said, Are Baba, what are you talking about? What are you doing? In Bengali. Or Orissa. I forget. I guess it's Orissa. Yeah, it was in Orissa. So anyway, like that, he was saying. He was saying, you are the supreme absolute truth, eternally liberated. You know, for you there's no fault. You know, and if you will not be chanting, you know, if you chant the holy name during the time of defecation, or if you don't chant the holy name, that makes no difference ultimately, because even your defecation is in of itself transcendently situated.
Он сказал, что поскольку ты высшая абсолютная истина, для тебя нет разницы, повторяешься ты именно во время доставляешь нужду или не повторяешь, тем более что само доставление нужды это тоже трансцендентно в твоем случае.
But you should think for the benefit, for the welfare of the fallen conditioned souls of this world. What if they die at the time that they're passing stool? Then what recourse will they have for their deliverance? And besides, the holy name is Pavitram Uttamam. It is above and beyond, just like the sun. The sun beats down on any contaminated place and purifies that contaminated place without becoming contaminated himself. So the holy name cannot become contaminated, you know, by entering into a contaminated atmosphere. And besides, there's no rule of time and place and condition, you know, upon the chanting of the holy name. So if you will set such an example of holding your tongue, and all the fallen conditioned souls will follow suit and hold their tongues, then if they die during the time that they pass stool, then where's the question of their deliverance? So at that So at that point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Oh, yes, you are from now on, you will be called as Guru. You are my Guru. Because you've instructed me quite rightly in this matter. I've heard the perfect conclusion from your lotus mouth. So from that day on, little Gopal was known among the Vaishnavas, even though he was a young lad. He was known as Gopal Guru, Goswami. He became the illustrious disciple of Shripad Vikreshwara Pandit. Vikreshwara Pandit was one of the only two Diksha disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other one is said to be as Lokanath Goswami, who is the spiritual master or the Diksha Guru of Narottam Das Thakur. So anyway, Dhyan Chandra is the disciple of that Gopal Guru Goswami, and he under the instructions of Gopal Guru Goswami, who had received instructions from Sarup Damodar Goswami in the matter of compiling the the system of Rag Bhajan, which is called as the Bahiranga aspect of Raganuga Bhakti, or the external process or gradual course, the process by which one can gradually develop the inclination toward the Rag Bhajan.
Итак, по указанию, то есть Лила Чандра Прабху был учеником этого Гопал-гуру Госвами, и по его наставлению он написал книги, в которых он писал описал процесс, с помощью которого человек может обрести склонность к совершению рага баджана. Этот процесс называется бахиранга.
Бахиранга means external.
Бахиранга
– external process.
То есть это внешний процесс, с помощью которого человек может развить склонность к рагу бхакти. И Гопал-гуру Госвами получил эти наставления о том, как это сделать от самого Сварупа Дамодара Госвами.
Without going any further into that discussion, the purpose of all this is to point out the essence of what was instructed by Dhyanchandra Padati in his Dhyanchandra in his Padati concerning the purpose behind our chanting of the Kama Gayatri Mantra.
То есть зачем это все рассказываю, для того, чтобы показать, ну, то есть источник и причину, почему изначально Прабху писал свои книги Падати, в которых написал как бы смысл, стоящий за тем, что мы читаем Камагайатри. То есть в чем смысл чтения Камагайатри мантры?
The purpose of doing any devotional service is to attain the goal of the devotional service.
Смысл выполнения любого вида преданного служения заключается в том, чтобы достичь цели преданного служения.
Yeah, the process is called abhideha, and the goal is our prime the attainment of our prime necessity or prema, prayojan city.
Процесс называется абхидея, а цель прайоджана.
So we should recognize what is our necessity, what is that prayojan.
Мы должны понять, что же является этой прайоджаной или тем, что нам необходимо.
And what is it that our guru varga or our guru family, our family of disciplic succession, that what are they, let's say, actually giving us?
И что нам дали наши гуру варга, или другими словами, семья наших гуру, что они на самом деле нам дали?
So Dhyanchandra Goswami in his Padati explains with reference to the Puranas and various other Vaishnav literatures what is the goal of the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what is the goal of the chanting of the 10-syllable and 18-syllable Gopal Mantra, what is the goal of the chanting of the Kama Gayatri Mantra, the Radha Mantra, the Radha Gayatri, and Astasakhi Mantras, and Astamanjari Mantras. All these things are described in Dhyanchandra's Padati.
Дхьянчандра Прабху, который называется Падати, он описал, какой смысл или какой, что стоит, или, ну, то есть какой смысл стоит за повторением Хари Кришна мантры, какой смысл стоит за повторением Гопал мантры, Кама Гаятри мантры, и Раса мантры, и Аштасакхи мантры, и так далее, и так далее. Все это он объяснил.
So, it's very essential for us to understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Для нас очень важно понимать, почему мы делаем то, что мы делаем.
It's not enough just to go through the motions, just because, you know, we've been, you know, pushed to do something.
Недостаточно просто делать что-то, потому что нас заставляют это делать.
What is the goal of our devotional activities?
Какова цель нашей деятельности преданного служения?
So, Dhyanchandra, with reference to the Shastras, establishes that the goal of the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra, what is the result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? The result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is that you attain the land of Braja.
И для начала Прабху описывает, что цель воспевания Хари Кришна Маха Мантры, то есть которую нужно достичь, заключается в том, что повторяя Хари Кришна Маха Мантру, человек должен достичь земли Враджа.
That is applicable both in the stages of sadhana and in the stages of siddhi.
Это применимо как к уровню садхана, так и к уровню сиддхи.
Or sadhya.
Или другими словами, садхи.
the siddhas, they will attain the land of Krishna's Boma Vrindavan during the time when Krishna's pastimes will be enacted in a particular universe. And the sadhakas, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, will attain this Braja Bhumi by the grace of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. So you may understand now how it is that all of you, all of us, that we have been graced by the attainment of the blessing of being able to put our two feet upon the dust of this land of Rajabhumi. It is by the grace of our, association with this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which has been propagated all over the world by Srila Prabhupada and the followers of Srila
Prabhupada.
According to Dhyanchandra Padati, it should be concluded that the purpose of our propagating the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world is to broadcast the glories of Radha and Krishna and to attract living entities to this realm of Braja Bhumi. And to ultimately facilitate their attainment of the transcendental spiritual forms with which to play with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, and to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Golok Brajadam.
Для того, чтобы помочь им, развить свои духовные тела, как они могли бы играть с Кришной, танцевать с Кришной, чтобы в конечном итоге они могли вернуться домой обратно к Богу, в Голока Враджадхаму.
Or to the Aprakrita Lilas of Krishna. So that is the only purpose for our propagation of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is no other purpose. If we're thinking that there's any other purpose, then in reality we are not closely adhering to the principles of our Gaudiya Acharyas. The result of which is that we will get something of a different order. So similarly, Dhyanchandra points out that the chanting of the 18 and 10 syllable Gopal mantra, what is the result of chanting these mantras? The result is that you will attain the darshan of Vrajendranandan Gopal. By the chanting of this mantra, it is not to be expected that we will attain the darshan of Dwarkadish. Or that we will attain the darshan of Ramchandra or Narayan. If we do, by some chance, as the sages of Dandakaranya got the darshan of Ramchandra,
if we do, by some chance, as the sages of Dandakaranya got the darshan of Ramchandra, Даша Рамачандра, когда случилось случай с мудрецами Дантагарани.
Or if we, like the gopis, by chance got the darshan of a four-armed form of the Lord, then with all humility at our command, we will beg at their lotus feet, means Ramchandra's lotus feet, or the four-armed form Lord's lotus feet, to please show us our Ishtadevata, the most beautiful, the sweetest of all sweetnesses, the unlimitedly honeymoon-faced Brajendanandan Gopal. Because Krishna has a honeymoon face. You've never seen? Honeymoon face. Anyway, don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So anyway, furthermore, it is described, Ramchandra describes, that what is the result or the goal by chanting the 18 syllable Gopal mantra that we have, we get the darshan of Brajendanandan Gopal. If we chant attentively, purely, with the desire, you know, to attain him, then that mantra will fulfill our desires. That we've already discussed. But the result of attaining, the result of chanting the 24 and a half syllable Kama Gayatri mantra is that you attain the Prema Sevas at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And also, it is described that the result of chanting the Radha mantra is chanted by the pujaris who are worshipping Radharani, and they're given access to chant the Radha mantra on account of them having been initiated into the king of all mantras, the Kama Gayatri. They also have rights to chant other, let's say, mantras which will be as corollaries of that mantra. So, by chanting the Radha mantra, one attains the exclusive devotion at the lotus feet of Radha. By chanting the Lalita mantra, one gets prema for Radha and Krishna from the standpoint of the Sakhi. By chanting the Vishakha mantra, one let's say, augment or enhance that prema.
А читая Вишакха мантру, человек, он как бы еще больше усилит эту прему.
And similarly, there are results of chanting the other Astasakhi mantras, and as well, the result of chanting the Astamanjari mantras is that you attain the realm of Braja.
Также есть результаты чтения мантр всех других Астасахи и Астамандджари, которые в конечном итоге, так сказать, помогают прийти в обитель Враджа.
As well, there's a discussion on the chanting of the Gaur mantra.
Там есть также обсуждение смысла повторения Гора мантры.
It's described that the Gaur mantra can be chanted beginning with the Bija mantra, Shrim, Hrim, Aim, let's see, what is it? Also, and Kleem, and there's a couple of other Bija mantras that I'm forgetting offhand. But it mentions that if the Gaur mantra will be combined with the Bija mantra Kleem, which is the Kama Bija, then that Gaur mantra will fulfill all desires.
То есть Гор мантра она могла бы читаться в сочетании с любой биджа мантрой или правоприсил их. Но если когда она читается с биджа мантрой в сочетании с биджа мантрой Клин, то она может исполнить любые желания.
Because Krishna, as we're discussing, is the transcendental Kama Dev. Kama means desires.
Потому что мы объясняли, Кришна он высший камадев. Кама означает желание.
Krishna is the Madhurya Sarup of that Kama Dev. And Gora is the Audarya Sarup of the very same Kama Dev. When we have a desire, that desire is like a prayer to the lotus feet of Krishna. A house and a car and a color TV, Jai Jagadish Hari. So if you have a desire, that is a prayer to Krishna, and Krishna is so kind to us that he makes varieties of arrangements for the fulfillment of our various desires. If we desire to, let's say, to eat like a hog, then, or have sex life like a hog or a dog, nayam deho deham bajam riloke kastan. What is it? Binbujamye. Anyway. Yeah, so anyway, Rishabhdev is telling that we should not involve ourselves with the pursuit of so called happinesses or so-called pleasures which are enjoyed by the hogs and dogs which eat stool. Kama. No, we should not desire those things. But rather, we should desire, or we should, on the basis of a desire for a higher, let's say, what do you call it? Platform of experience in loving devotional service, we should perform tapo divyam yenika. What? I'm forgetting the verse. Yes, that's from Brahma Sukhim Tanantam. Yeah, so anyway, to get spiritual happiness, which is eternal, unlimited. In other words, what Rishabhdev is telling, in short, is that why allow yourself to be confined to the very paltry, pale, stale, putrid activities of mundane sense gratification, when you can have something of such a higher order, which will give you an experience which will actually satisfy your ananda maya byasat nature as an eternal living entity or eternal servant of Krishna.
Так, если у нас развивается желание наслаждаться как свиньи, собаки, то Шивабхагаватам Шахадев рекомендует, что мы должны потакать своим желанием, поскольку он говорит, что лучше не позволять себе делать это, лучше нам совершать тапу в своей жизни, которая поможет нам удовлетворить наше высшее стремление к счастью, ананда майя вьясат, то есть мы можем обрести высшее счастье, достигнув счастья высшего уровня по сравнению с тем, что можно получить в своем материальном мире.
Srila Prabhupada has instructed us that Vrindavan and Krishna are non-different.
Srila Prabhupada говорил, что Vrindavan и Krishna не отличны друг от друга.
Just like Krishna as Kamadev is he fulfills all desires, so similarly Vrindavan Dham is like a desire tree which fulfills all desires.
Подобно тому, как Кришна является Камадевом, исполняет все желания, точно так же Вриндаван, подобно древу желания, исполняет все желания.
But he has warned us that we should be very careful what we desire when we're in Vrindavan Dham.
Шрила Прабхупада предостерегал нас, что мы должны быть осторожны относительно того, чего мы желаем, находясь в Вриндаване.
Because those desires will be fulfilled.
Потому что эти желания будут исполнены.
But maybe in not in a way that you expect it to be fulfilled. So, and therefore we should be very careful. If you desire bhakti, then Krishna will give you bhakti. Bhakti means material sense gratification. Like the hogs and dogs. There's a description one time. There was one Brahmin, he was lusting after a prostitute. So his I'll try to shorten the story. His wife went to serve that prostitute in order to, let's say, invoke her mercy. And as a remuneration for her services, she requested that the prostitute should consort with her husband. When the arrangement was made, that Brahmin went to the prostitute's house. And as you know, the way to a man's heart is to his stomach, through his stomach. So the prostitute had made the arrangements for a nice repast or meal, you know, before the spectacular events.
И вот проститутка, она устроила различные, так сказать, как называется, кушанья, то есть организовала там кушанья, прежде чем начнутся все эти, так сказать, действия, что ли, посредственно.
So, anyway, when the Brahmin was seated nicely for taking his meal,
и вот когда Брахман сидел, замечательно кушал свою пищу,
He was surprised to see, what is this? Here was a clay pot with porridge in it. And here was a iron pot with porridge in it. Here was a silver pot with porridge in it. A gold pot with porridge in it. And a diamond pot with porridge in it. So, anyway, upon his inquiry, the prostitute explained to him that you're thinking that just because it's in a diamond pot or a gold pot or a silver pot or iron pot or a clay pot, that there's some difference, but actually the taste is the same.
И он спросил про ступки, в чем дело, она ему объяснила. Просто ты думаешь, что есть разница, в какой чашке находится каша, там, золотой, бриллиантовый, глиняный и так далее. Но на самом деле вкус один и тот же.
So similarly, sex life in any species of life basically has the same disgusting, abominable feature.
И подобным образом сексуальная жизнь в любой форме жизни имеет то же самое отвратительное черты.
Which is only overlooked by those who are blinded by lust. In this way she instructed and he came to his senses. And returned to his wife unblemished. So in any case, we should be very careful what we desire when we come to Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya Dham. And it is meant for augmenting our consciousness of the beauty of Krishna and Radharani's Madhurya Leelas. There is really no other purpose to be fulfilled in coming to Vrindavan Dham than to increase or enhance our appreciation of the beauty of those leelas.
Нет другого смысла для того, чтобы приезжать в Вриндаван, кроме как увеличить свое понимание вот этих красоты этих лил.
Krishna is very strict.
Krishna очень строг.
He is not lenient, so lenient in the matter of, let's say, his reciprocation with the devotees.
Он не так обеспечен в том, как он отвечает взаимностью преданным.
Prabhupada instructed that in the worship of Gornatai, because Gornatai are in the Odarya feature, because they are the Odarya feature of Krishna Balaram, they taking the humble position, being munificent, they consider no offenses in their worship. Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, they consider 50% of the offenses in the worship. But Radha and Krishna, although they were very kind and benevolent and merciful, still they expressed their mercy in a particular way, in a certain way, as to put pressure on the devotees to upgrade their consciousness by considering 75% of the offenses in their worship.
Что касается расы Кришны, то несмотря на то, что они очень добры и милостивы, все же они свою милость проявляют определенным образом. Они проявляют эту милость тем, что они как бы подталкивают своих преданных к тому, чтобы они смогли возвысить свое сознание, принимая внимание 75% их оскорблений во время поклонения.
That is why in Vrindavan Dham the offenses are magnified, the reactions to the offenses committed here are magnified 1,000-fold.
Вот почему в Вриндаван Дхаме реакции за оскорбления они увеличиваются в 1000 раз.
However, in Gaur Dham, in Navadvip Dham, the offenses are not multiplied or magnified 1,000-fold.
Но в Валдарик Хаме или в Навадвипе эти оскорбления не увеличиваются 1000 раз, реакции не увеличиваются 1000 раз за оскорбление.
However, as we see in the case of Jagai and Madai offending Lord Nityananda, the offenses against the Vaishnavas and also Gopal Chapala's offense against Srivas Thakur when he put the wine pots, you know, and the various paraphernalia for Kali Puja at his doorstep to defame him, these offenses against the Vaishnavas, they are not easily overlooked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Но в то же самое время мы видим, в этих примерах Гопала Чапала, который пытался опорочить Шива Сакуру, поставив сосуд для вина для поклонения Дурге, у него в пороге. Также в случае с Джагай Матхами, который оскорбили Вайшнавов. Оскорбление Вайшнавов не так-то просто для просто читания и заметить.
However, because just like the name of Krishna is more merciful than the name than Krishna himself, so similarly, the name of Gaura is more merciful than Gaura himself. Just by once chanting, this is a statement from, I think it's Prabodhananda Saraswati's. I'm not sure. Anyway, it is Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. Is that Prabodhananda Saraswati?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita, there's a verse in there in which it is said that simply by once chanting the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, one is freed from the reactions to all offenses.
Читание Чандрамрити говорится, что если человек хотя бы раз просто произнес Шри Кришна Читания, все его оскорбления тут же сразу исчезают. Реакция на все оскорбления.
And if you chant the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya in Vrindavan Dham, you get 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times the benefit.
А если вы повторяете Шри Кришна Читания в Вриндаван Дхаме, то благо в 1,000,000 раз сразу больше получается.
So Prabhupada has advised us, especially us bungling neophytes, to take shelter of the name of Gaura. By chanting the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Galadhar, Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, and then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The process of properly performing kirtan, as described by our acharyas, is that first you do Guru Vandanam. First we perform Guru Kirtan. And invoking the mercy of Guru with his benign, merciful benediction, we approach the lotus feet of Lord Gaura and his associates by doing Gaura Kirtan. Then by the grace of Gaur Nam, we will more or less wipe our slate clean. We'll clean our slate or we'll have a chance to turn over a new leaf every time we attempt to chant the holy names of Krishna in the Krishna Kirtan. Slate means slit, blackboard. Wipe it clean. Just like Chittagupta is writing down all the virtues and faults of a living entity in his book of life, you know, as the secretary of Yamaraj. So similarly, we should not think that the offenses that we commit against the holy name are not being, tabulated.
Потом одному, как Читрагупта, он записывает все пороки и добродетели живых существ в свою книгу жизни. Он является секретарем Ямараджа. Точно так же все наши оскорбления против святого имени, они записываются, и нас не должно быть по этому поводу сомнений.
So, if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, if you want to attain the realm of Braja, if you have even a glimmer of hope in your heart to see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis and the cowherd boys, then you must absolutely, essentially take shelter of the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you will understand this principle and ardently attach yourself to the chanting of the Gaur Mantra, beginning with the Kama Bij Mantra, that is Goraya, etc. If you will attach yourself to this chanting of the Gaur Mantra, then that Gaur Mantra will fulfill all your desires.
Если вы разовьете привязанность к воспеванию Гора Мантры, это мантры, которая читается словами Клин, Гура и так далее, то тогда эта мантра выполнит все ваши желания.
If you commit any offense in the matter of, let's say, approaching the transcendental subject matter of Krishna and Krishna's devotional service and the ultimate realization or the purpose of the devotional service in the matter of attainment of the service to the lilas of Krishna.
Если вы совершите хоть какое-то оскорбление в вопросах того, как приблизиться к Кришне, к его играм, чем-то связанным с служением Кришны, то...
Then by, let's say, because committing any offense in this regard will certainly make it virtually impossible for us to, in this lifetime, attain our desired goal. However, if our purpose is set up in spite of all of our faults, if we take shelter of the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it will be much easier for us to overcome our anarthas by the execution of Radha and Krishna Bhajan.
Если все же мы, несмотря на все наши недостатки, утвердились лотосных слов Господа Читания, вот, воспевая его и святые имена, то для нас станет намного-намного проще продвигаться в отношении нашего продвижения к, так сказать, вопросах.
But the desire for progress in Krishna consciousness should be there. Otherwise, it may be possible, if we are so much attached to material sense gratification, that Gaura will also allow us to continue with our nonsense. We should be at least on the clearing stage, or attempting to clear away our offenses, to clear away our anarthas, by taking shelter of the names of Lord Chaitanya. One other interesting point in this regard, if you don't mind, I would like to, discuss a little more about the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because this is also a very useful understanding to be applied for our rapid progress to the chanting of the pure name.
Потому что это понимание, оно очень полезно для того, чтобы применить его и тем самым, так сказать, ускорить свой прогресс в понимании святого имени.
In that same Chaitanya Chandramrita, it is told that Krishna is very difficult to attain. Krishna demands surrender first. Then if he sees that surrendered disposition, in the course of an individual's devotional practices, then he may condescend to give himself to the devotee. Krishna does not give himself very easily. Similarly, Krishna Nam also does not give himself very easily. Not all that comes from our mouth that is having the alphabetical configuration of KRSNA, Krishna, is Nam. Even though it looks like Nam or sounds like Nam, it may be a mayic or external bahiranga representation of Nam. Just like during Krishna's Mausa Lila in Dwarka, Krishna, when he was shot in the heel by a hunter, he left a Virata Roop to bewilder the atheistic class of men. That Virata Roop looked exactly like Krishna. So that's how it was able to bewilder the atheistic class of men. If it didn't look like Krishna, then they would easily be able to conclude that Krishna has gone and here's something else other than Krishna. Similarly, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments on this subject matter that when Ravana took Sita Devi, that Sita Devi that he took looked exactly like Sita Devi. And Ravana had, let's say, the understanding that he had actually abducted Sita Devi. That he had Sita Devi in his grip. But in fact, as it was disclosed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to one crying Brahmin on his way to South India, because the Brahmin was crying because he was distressed upon Ravana's abducting Sita Devi. So on his South Indian tour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he gathered some evidence from Shastras which proved that Ravana had not in fact abducted Sita Devi. So when he came back from his South Indian tour, he returned to that crying Brahmin, who was still crying,
возвращаясь к путешествию по Южной Индии, Господь Читания вновь пришел к святому Брахману, который все еще слабо в том времени.
And solidly proved to him from Shastra that Ravana had in fact not caught hold of Sita Devi, but had caught hold of a mayic form of Sita. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, he instructs that sinful people and offenders against the holy name, that they cannot in any way at any time chant the holy name of Krishna. What is that verse? Oh, Hare Krishna. I wish I was a scholar so I could present things nicely for you. But anyway, Yoga Maya, it's a Bhagavad Gita book. You probably are more scholarly than me. Very good. Yeah. May you become great Bhagavad Acharyas. For the benefit of the whole world. So, anyhow, it's described there in that verse that Krishna covers himself from the mudhas, the fools and rascals, sinful offenders, by the curtain of Yoga Maya. Krishna reserves the right to be had or not to be had.
Krishna оставляет с собой право
to be had, to be possessed. He doesn't have to reveal himself just because someone claps his hands that we should expect that he can dance on our stage according to our tune. It should be understood that even though a sinful or offensive person may be appearing to chant, it is nam apparent. It is not nam in reality. It is a mayic sound vibration. And it is quite mundane or material. And the result of associating with that sound vibration which is chanted by a non-devotee is that one becomes infested with material desires. In the same way that milk, when touched by the serpent, has poisonous effects. It may look like milk, but in fact it is poison. So the pure name only appears in the heart of a devotee and dancing on his tongue or her tongue. After the stage of Anartana Vritti, when Krishna will be seeing the firm nishta, nishtata bhajan, the firmly determined bhajan or attempts to worship the holy name.
Когда Кришна увидит нишку или, так сказать, стабильное стремление преданного поклоняться Кришне, служить ему.
When he will see that the that a aspirant in the chant in the matter of the practice of chanting of the holy name is firmly determined in his nam bhajan, and he doesn't waver in his endeavors to propitiate or to beg the mercy, you know, of experiencing the divine appearance and transcendental association of Hari Nam Prabhu in his heart of hearts, then Krishna, being attracted by that determined effort, by that steady devotional attitude of the sadhaka, may agree or even may not agree, but he may agree to descend from Golok Dham, Golokera Premdham, Harinam Samkirtan. From Golok Dham, Krishna Nam descends to the heart of that sadhaka to keep that sadhaka company.
Когда Кришна видит сильное стремление преданного выполнять свою практику Харинама Баджана, когда он видит, что преданный не уклоняется в своих усилиях и очень серьезен в своих намерениях, тогда Кришна собственному желанию свободно, он может снизойти, хотя, конечно, он может и не снизойти, но обычно он предпочитает снизойти в Галуке Вриндавана, сердце преданного, как говорится, Галукера Примадана, Харинама Санкиртана, то есть это святое имя, оно прямо в Галуке нисходит в сердце преданного, чтобы оставаться в его обществе.
The offended name is devoid of antaranga shakti, or the internal potencies of Krishna, spiritual potencies. Aparad nam is a manifestation of the bahiranga shakti, or material potency, external potency.
Aparad nam is a manifestation of the energy of Lord.
Bahiranga means external energy. So, but Shuddhanam, when Shuddhanam appears, Shuddhanam, who is Krishna himself, there's Aparadnam, Abhasnam, which is like the Tejas of Krishna or the Brahmajyoti. How much Ananda you can expect to get from the Brahman effulgence?
То есть существует Апарадхнама, а также есть Абхаснама. Абхаснама это подобно Теджасу Кришне, это сияние, подобно Брахмаджоти. Сколько можно счастья извлечь из этого сияния Брахмана?
How much enlightenment can you hope to have by associating with the Brahman effulgence?
Сколько просветления вы надеетесь получить от общения с излучением Брахмана?
It is only when the divine sun of Krishna Nam chooses to arise with the sky of the heart that he appears along with all of his spiritual shaktis, antaranga shaktis, to ignite the fire of prema which is dormant within the heart of every jiva.
А только когда солнце Кришна Намы предпочтет по своему желанию зайти, найдет на небе вашего сердца вместе, то вместе со своей антарангой шахти, то есть внутренней энергией, и когда оно, тогда оно возжечь огонь премы, который землю в вашем сердце.
Only at the time when the Shuddhanam will make his divine descent to the heart of a pure devotee will he have the eligibility to initiate disciples into the chanting of the pure name.
Только когда солнце чистого святого имени Шуддханамы не зайдет в сердце преданного, только тогда он обретает способность инициировать ученика в чистое святое имя.
Anything done before that time is, you can say, more or less show bottle.
Все, что сделано до этого момента, это просто показуха.
It may be a lucrative venture. Venture means affair, scheme, you know. Enterprise. An enterprise, you know. A lucrative enterprise. Anyway, we're going to lose train of thought. Go ahead.
So I said...
Okay. You said it? All right. Okay, so... But it will not have... Let's say, it will not yield the desired effect in the matter of augmenting the Prema Samkirtan movement. In the matter of facilitating in oneself or in others the experience of this Ananda Mudi Vardhanam aspect of the Samkirtan. So, anyway, point being here that I'm trying to bring out, because if you remember, we were talking about Chaitanya Chandramrita, you know, excuse me if our elaborations tend to diverge from the point, but I feel that it's necessary if you can say follow closely and just try to catch the ideas. The elaboration will help to support and let's say fill in the missing pieces of the puzzle, so to speak.
Если вы меня еще извините, что у нас такой разговор опутанный получается, просто я надеюсь, что детали, они как бы детали, они помочь понять ту суть, которую я хочу сказать.
So just pass it up here. Pass it forward. Thank you. Thank you. The bottom line is that Krishna and Krishna's name, although they are merciful, but they're not so merciful. They don't give themselves so easily.
Так суть в том, что Кришна и его святое имя, хотя они милостивы, но они не настолько милостивы, чтобы так легко себя давать.
Krishna demands surrender.
Кришна требует предания.
Only on the basis of steady surrendered devotional attitude is he even prepared to consider giving himself to any devotee.
Только на основе, так сказать, стабильного настроения предания Кришна
But Pranananda Saraswati Pad tells in this sloka that, however, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he's prepared to give himself even to the non-devotee. He's prepared to give himself even to the non-devotee. What could that possibly mean, non-devotee? The question may arise that if we are not chanting the pure name of Krishna, are we really devotees? Can anyone who is not having the privilege of having the divine association of the pure name seated on the lotus of the heart and dancing on our tongue call himself a devotee? Could we even consider such a thing? If I think that I am a Vaishnava, then I will, let's say, look forward with the expectation of receiving honor from others and thus be enveloped in false pride. I will be enveloped, or let's say, crushed by the jaws of false pride. And then surely I will go to hell. We cannot consider ourselves Vaishnavas or devotees unless we're chanting the pure name of Krishna. That pure name of Krishna is said to be recognizably manifest in the heart and in the life and in the words of a devotee when the devotee is having profound ruchi for pure devotional practices. So, in reality, the vast majority of the devotees in the movement, although they are fortunate to come to the feet of Srila Prabhupada, although they're fortunate to have the association of others who may be chanting the pure name, still, if we are not chanting the pure name, we should consider ourselves to be counted among the class of non-devotees. It is not that why by wearing the Vaishnav tilak and kanti mala and keeping sika or keeping a dhoti or sari or any of these things, what to speak of Punjabis, or shorts, that we can call ourselves as Vaishnavas.
Это не просто в результате ношения тилаки, кимал, шики, дхоти, сари. Что вы говорите, пинджаби, шорты? Мы можем называть себя преданными.
Vaishnava is a very high thing.
Vaishnava — это очень важная штука.
Even a sadhaka may be regarded as a Vaishnava.
Sadhaka можно считать Vaishnava.
He is also sadhu.
Он тоже sadhu.
If he's ardently attached to the service of satam.
Of what?
Satam, satyam, truth. If he's an essence-seeking devotee, then he or she may be considered as a sadhu. But if he or she is a mudha-like or ass-like devotee, who is characterized by the carrying sound on his shoulders, on his head, on the other shoulder, on the back, his load of the various types of anartas,
на своей спине, плече, голове, на другом плече, мешок со своими анартхами,
then he can hardly be considered as a sadhu because he's still attached to the mundane.
То его вряд ли можно считать садху, потому что он все еще привязан к мирскому.
He may be, let's say, in the fold of devotees, but he or she may not be considered or may not consider oneself as devotee. If we are intelligent and can understand this about our fallen condition, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructs, that anyone who is not chanting minimum of 64 rounds daily is considered patit.
Как,
So we should truly understand our fallen condition. That much sumedasa we should be having. And if we have that much sumedasa, to understand that we are counted among the patit. That perhaps we are not chanting the pure name. Perhaps we're chanting Namabhas. Perhaps we're chanting Aparadna. You know, perhaps, you know, we are so fallen that we're not able to even make a very, significant effort in the matter of even trying to come to the position of chanting the pure name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the Madhyam Adhikari chants a minimum of 192 rounds daily. A Madhyam Adhikari. This is discussed by him in Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, one of his books. He says that the Madhyam Adhikari chants a minimum of 3 lakhs naam daily. And why he's doing that is because that is the mark of his desire to cry out for the mercy of Nam. And that is because obviously no one could do that if he wasn't chanting the pure name. Because it is only when the pure name appears that Krishna has actually appeared. When Krishna appears, because Krishna is Raso Vaisaha, because he is Akila Rasam Sindhu Murti, he is the embodiment of all rasa, and he is the source of relishment of all rasas. Because he is Raso Vaisaha, we can understand that his appearance creates the tastefulness within our chanting. In the mayic manifestation, there is not much to be tasted. We may be thinking that we're chanting and tasting something, but in truth, we're tasting our ardent attachments to Labha, Puja, and Pratishtha. As well as various other mundane gratifications that may be awarded to us by the grace of the offended name. We can hardly expect that there's much taste in the Hare Krishna. I guess he's come to hear the katas. Anyway, we could hardly think to get much taste from associating with the Brahma Tejas of Nam. That's why people who are chanting the offended name, or people who are chanting on the clearing stage in the on the Abbasnam platform, that's why there's so much struggle, because you're not having anything to taste, because Krishna's not come there. Krishna is tasteful. So when Krishna comes, then he creates the taste. He gives us the taste of himself. You can hardly think to get taste from something which is relatively tasteless. Only Krishna and Krishna Nam is tasteful. So when we say ruchi, the state ruchi, or having profound ruchi for pure devotional practices, because pure devotional service and Krishna are non-different, we should understand that if one is having ruchi, then only can it be seen that pure devotional service is being done and that the pure name is being chanted. But we have to be careful to discern whether or not we're actually having ruchi.
Только по наличию ручи мы можем судить о том, что человек совершает чистое преданное служение и успевает чисто. Но при этом нужно быть осторожным о том, как мы определяем, имеем ли мы ручи или нет.
Because there are also mundane perverted reflections of ручи.
Потому что есть также мирское искаженное отражение ручи.
And, you know, and there's the Abbas feature of ручи. There's the Abbas feature of Rati. That is in the form of Chaya Rati Abbas, which is a shadow of ecstatic emotions, which may be experienced by associating with exalted bhavukas.
По которой можно испытывать, общаясь с различными бхавуками.
Or Bhava Bhaktas.
Или Bhava Bhaktas.
Or Prema Bhaktas.
Или Prema Bhaktas.
Premika Bhaktas. Or the Pratibimba Rati Abhas.
Есть еще Pratibimba Rati Abhas.
Which is experienced when one superimposes material concepts on the activities of devotion.
Когда человек проецируя материальные концепции на деятельность преданного служения.
If one becomes elated thinking that by chanting the holy name I will increase my bank balance,
когда думаешь, что успеваешь это имя, я увеличу свой банковский счет.
Or if by making disciples I will increase my false prestige,
увеличу количество учеников, я увеличу свой ложный престиж.
Or if I present myself as a Vaishnava, as a guru of Vaishnavas, that I will be adored by the neophyte classes of starry-eyed bhaktas. Then we should understand that the taste which is arising from that may not be real ruchi. But maybe something quite of a different order. So we have to be careful to consider what taste we are attaching ourselves to. Those who actually have ruchi, the pure name, are characterized by the principle na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na moksham. Na janam, na sundarim. Yes. Means that I don't the wealth, you know, increase my bank balance. I'm not interested in this profit calculation for sense gratification. I'm not concerned with, maintaining my status quo in the matter of material comforts.
Я заинтересован в том, чтобы поддерживать свой статус-кво относительно материальных удобств.
even as devotees or aspiring devotees or somehow or other imposter devotees, as it may be, in various ways, we may, let's say, attach ourselves to these lower forms of ruchi. Just like it's described that in the matter of pure devotional service or taste for pure devotional service, there are two kinds of ruchi. One is a ruchi which is derived from association with Krishna himself. And another ruchi is a lower order of ruchi which may be governed by the quality of the let's say of the opulences surrounding Krishna. If the name is chanted with nice musical accompaniment, with nice rag alankars, etc., then oh, this is very nice kirtan. So sometimes to benefit persons who are of that status of let's say pre-devotional predilection, we have to present kirtan in such a nice way. It is like candy coating the medicine, so to speak. Our real intention is to give them a chance to associate with the chanting of the pure name. Similarly, someone may take pleasure in worshipping the deity only if there's nice silver paraphernalia. Nice dresses and ornaments. And especially nice Mahaprasad. Like that. So anyway, previously we discussed how to honor the Mahaprasad and the pitfalls of applying mundane consciousness, you know, to our let's say so-called relishment of Mahaprasad. No need to further elaborate on this point. So, anyhow, what we mean to say is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is prepared to give himself even to the non-devotees like us. That statement is to give us great hope. If we take this information and apply it to the discussion on the distinction between Krishnanam and Gauranam, we can enter into a tattva which is very, 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 very sanguine and important to understand about the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And which will help anyone who is not yet chanting the pure name to quickly come to the platform of chanting pure Krishna Nam. At least more quickly compared to what? So, anyhow, Srila Prabhupada, in his introduction to both the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, so as teachings of Lord Chaitanya has been translated into Russian language, you can certainly refer to this and see for yourself what I'm talking about, because many times those who are, let's say, less astute or less who read less deeply, many statements may go unnoticed. But here's a very, very beautiful statement by Srila Prabhupada, which should be noted very carefully.
Те, кто из вас читали учение Шри Чайтаньи, оно, слава Богу, переведено на русский, там в предисловии к этой книге Шри Прабхупада сделал очень много интересных утверждений, которые, возможно, те, кто не очень любит углубляться в понимание того, что читали, может быть, не заметили, но на самом деле там есть очень замечательные утверждения.
If I recall correctly, the same statement is repeated both in teachings of Lord Chaitanya and, I mean, in the introduction of teachings of Lord Chaitanya and also the introduction to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You may not have heard these things before, so it may sound surprising to you or sound different to you if you've not heard these things before or if you've not noticed these things in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But with a sober mind and intelligently, we should try to see the value of the forthcoming statements.
Если вы не слышали раньше этих утверждений, то, возможно, то, что я сейчас скажу, будет удивить вас. То есть, возможно, вы просто не замечали раньше этих утверждений Шрила Прабхупады. Если это вы действительно не замечали, то вас удивит то, что я сейчас скажу.
Шрила Прабхупада states that in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra,
Шрила Прабхупада утверждает, что в Hare Krishna Mahamantra
you will see there is the name of Krishna and the name of Rama. I'm kind of paraphrasing and purporting it a little also as I go along, because that's my nature. But I'll try to view the synopsis of the thing, because I don't have it verbatim memorized. But the idea he's giving is that Brajendra Nandan Jay Sati Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Brajendra Nandan Jay Sati Sutta Hoile, that who was previously Brajendra Nandan, he has appeared as Sati Sutta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who was previously Balaram, he has appeared as Lord Nityananda. Therefore, for emphasis, for dramatic emphasis. Therefore, you don't have to repeat that. Yes, this is from the introduction. Yes, we're just seeing this point from Prabhupada's introduction. Prabhupada is saying, therefore, in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the name Krishna may be understood to denote Gora, Sachi Sutta. And the name Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, this name Rama, because it also means Balaram. Rama means Ramchandra, Rama means Balaram, Rama means Radhikan, Parashuram. Ram can mean any Rama. It can also mean Radha. For those who are tuned in a little to those things, it can mean Radha. But Prabhupada, he chooses to, for the purpose of presenting this understanding, he chooses to accept that, at least in this case, in the case of this discussion, that Rama shall mean Balaram.
Итак, Прабхупада предпочел в этом случае предпочесть, ну как бы сказать, что Рама значит означает Рама.
As Rama has reappeared in the form of Nittai,
поскольку он воплотился в Нитая,
who we discussed previously is being combined with his Sarup Shakti manifestations, just like Mahaprabhu was combined with his Sarup Shakti manifestations as Radha, Lalita and various others, so Rama, Balaram, combined with his Sarup Shakti manifestations as Amanjari, as Revati, as Varuni and various other Gopa manifestations as well, are all included within the transcendental form of Nityananda.
То есть потом там Кришна он включает в себя свое проявление Сварупа Шакти, также Нитянанда, Баларама и Нитянанда, они включают в себя свои проявления Сварупа Шакти, такие как Ананга Манджари, Риоси и так далее.
Thus enabling Balaram to relish the rasas which he was unable to relish in his previous lila in the Kunapit.
И это позволяет Баларами наслаждаться теми вкусами, которыми он наслаждался во время игр с Кришналилой.
So as that Balaram has appeared as Nittai,
когда тот же самый Баларам явился как Нитай,
and as Nittai is to be taken as non-different from the name of Rama in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Поскольку Нитай не должен рассматриваться как что-то отличное от имени Рамы в Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Nityananda Ram.
Мы поем Nityananda Ram.
And as the feature of Nityananda Ram and Nityananda Rama Nam has the Audarya aspect punctuated with the transcendental transcendental eligibility to relish the Madhurya Ras on account of the presence of Anangamajari within him. That nam of that Ram nam in the Maha Mantra is fully capable of manifesting the Audarya aspect of Ram nam in the matter of, let's say, facilitating the services of Gaura in the pursuit of Radha and Krishna Bhajan.
И вот это присутствие имени Рама, которое связано с именем Нитянанды, которое в силу того, что он включает в себя так, аспект своей сварупа-шакти, который включает в себя Ананда Манджари, он способен позволить нам, так сказать...
It's probably not so complicated.
Он позволит нам увеличить наше служение сочетание Махапрабху в его стремлении постичь игры Радхи и Кришны.
I'm not purposely trying to make it sound complicated so as to show myself to be so highly intelligent.
Я не специально стараюсь запутать, чтобы показаться каким-то разумным слишком.
Rather, my complex expressions indicate my lack of intelligence in the matter of simplifying things for your understanding.
Мои разумные речи всего лишь указывают на недостаток разума, чтобы говорить проще.
So anyway, he within all this discussion lies a very beautiful secret.
И вот во всем этом разговоре, на самом деле, спрятан очень интересный секрет.
That if in the course of your Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Bhajan, if you will concentrate on the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, denoting Gora, and because Gora Nam is even more merciful than Gora himself. And Gora himself is the Audarya Sarup of Krishna. Krishna is the Madhurya Sarup of Gora. And Gora is the Audarya Sarup of Krishna. So Audarya means magnanimous, that Gora himself is prepared to give self to the non-devotees like us. So how much more we should expect, because Gora Nam is more merciful than Gora. Nityananda Nam is more merciful than Nittai. How much more we should expect that Gora Nam and Nityananda Nam, who are absolutely pure, who don't consider any offenses, who rather completely obliterate all reactions to all offenses, how much more we're to hope that Gora Nam and Nityananda Nam in the form of Hare Krishna and Hari Rama will be, let's say, inclined to give themselves to us.
Более того, они уничтожают все любые возможные оскорбления и с готовностью готовы вручить себя нам даже таким, как мы есть, непреданным.
So, Prabhupada is telling, he is telling that in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that Krishna, the name Krishna, can denote Gora, and the name Rama can denote Nittai. That little information that he gives should lead us to draw out a conclusion that chanting Garai Goranga, Garai Goranga, 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 Garai Gai, Janava Nittai, Janava Nittai, Nittai Nittai, Janava Janava, by chanting the Maha Mantra with this understanding, that our chanting of the Maha Mantra will very quickly manifest the pure name of the Audarya feature of Madhurya Lilamayi Krishna.
И вот это утверждение, которое сделал Шрила Прабхупада, где он говорит, что имя Кришна Хари Кришна Махамантре может подразумевать Гору, а имя Рама Хари Кришна Махамантре может подразумевать Нитянанду, то представьте себе, что если мы будем повторять в сознании, когда мы будем повторять эту Хари Кришна Махамантру, мы будем про себя подразумевать Гора, Гадай,
Janava Nittai, Janava Nittai, Nittai Nittai, Janava
Janava.
Heino Nittai Bine Vai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. It is by the unprecedented mercy. You will read a very interesting statement in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. That it is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And implied in that, because at that time Nityananda had married to Janava and Vasudeva Mata. When he went back to Bengal for his preaching under the order of Lord Chaitanya. So it's described there in that connection that it is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Janava that devotional service following in the footsteps of the Braja Gopis in the mood of Radha Dasyam or Manjari Bhav has been bred all over the world.
Именно в конкретном настроении Радха Даси, то есть Манджари Бхава, будет распространено по всему миру.
I strongly recommend,
я очень сильно вам настоятельно рекомендую,
on the basis of my own personal experience,
основываясь на своем собственном опыте,
that you should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
что вы должны успевать Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
at least 50% of your japa should be chant, taking full shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. If you want the mercy of the damsels of Braja, say, during the rasa dance, Krishna had given up the company of all the other gopis in order to sport with me alone, and then he eventually renounced me also.
Как ты говоришь, во время танца расы Кришна оставил как общество всех других гопи для того, чтобы так сказать, проводить игры лишь со мной одной. И, но потом он в конечном итоге бросил меня также.
Please listen to the truth about why he did this.
Пожалуйста, послушай о том, почему он поступил так.
Брджендранандан Кришна is the ocean of love.
Брджендрананда Кришна океан любви.
And yet he neglects all other girls in my favor. Who is speaking? Radharani is speaking. So we're now going to hear an exhibition of Radharani's understanding of the principles of pure love for Krishna. Which should help us to understand something about the moods of Braja. Which should help us to get a foothold in our appreciation of our real purpose in coming here.
Что может помочь нам понять истинный смысл того, что мы, зачем мы сюда приехали?
Брджендранандан Кришна is the ocean of love, and yet he neglects all other girls in my favor.
Брджендранандан Кришна является океаном любви, все же он отверг всех других девушек ради меня.
But this behavior is not a fault of his.
Но такое поведение не является, так сказать, его недостатком.
And here is the reason for this.
И сейчас я приведу пример, причину как объяснение этому.
He had seated me on the lion throne of matchless divine jewels of great fortune.
Он усадил меня на львиный трон бесценной божественных драгоценностей великой удачи.
And personally decorated me with the ornaments of many sportive amorous pastimes.
И лично украсил меня украшениями множества игривых супружеских игр.
Shared as we wandered from forest to forest making love.
Которыми мы обменивались по мере того, как мы бродили из одного леса в другой.
He enacted all this without even once remembering any other gopi.
Все эти игры он воплощал, ни разу не вспомнив даже о какой-либо одной из других гопи.
In this sentence, Srimati Radharani expresses Krishna's ardent, let's say, exclusive attachment to her.
Другими словами, здесь Шримати Радхарани говорит о той исключительной привязанности Кришны к ней.
But because he's exclusively attached to her, just see what happens.
Но из-за того, что он так исключительно привязан к ней, только посмотрите, что произошло в конечном итоге.
Radharani continues. But then I began to ponder over the situation.
Ponder means what?
Ponder means to consider.
Потом я начала задумываться над этой ситуацией.
Because remember, Krishna had called all the gopis, as we've been reading about in Bhagavatam. And he presented discouraging innuendos. Apparently discouraging innuendos. And at long last was defeated by the gopis' arguments. At which point he agreed to accept them and began to sport with them in various ways. At which time the gopis began to think themselves to be the most fortunate girls in all the universe. And in certain respects began to nourish an egocentric conception of their relationship with Krishna. At which time Krishna thought to, let's say, show mercy upon them by bringing them under the shelter of Radha's lotus feet, which could only be accomplished if he were to show the supremacy of Radha's love for him. So then he disappeared along with Radharani. And as we've been reading, all the other gopis are searching for Krishna, you know, with the expectation of somehow or other fulfilling or attaining him.
И как мы читали, все гопи начали искать их для того, чтобы вновь обрести Кришну.
So they're wandering from bush to bush, from tree to tree, and begging the Mother Earth, and begging here in our present verse, they're begging the deer.
И вот гопи ходили туда-сюда, от дерева к дереву, вопрошали деревья, мать землю. И в данном стихе, который мы сегодня читаем, они обращались к оленям.
And you know, hoping that the deer will due to their natural affection for Krishna, bring them to the lotus feet of Krishna. Etc. So Krishna, here is Krishna with Radharani, and Krishna is enjoying exclusively with Radharani, not even considering the various qualifications of the various other girls. Who are all unlimitedly more qualified than any woman of this world. But when Radharani began to contemplate, because Radharani is she's Karunamayi, she's very merciful to her devotees, so, and very merciful to all the residents of Braja. So, and because she being kind-hearted, she wants to make arrangements for others to also meet with Krishna. So, so here she's saying that I began to ponder over the situation. My dear girlfriends have not been enjoying the great festival of this fathomless ocean of ecstatic nectar.
Мои подруги еще не насладились этим великим праздником огромного океана экстатического нектара.
But instead are burning miserably in feelings and feeling our separation.
Но вместо этого они сгорают от страданий, ощущая разлуку с нами.
Why must this be?
Почему это должно происходить?
And what can I do about it?
И что я могу с этим поделать?
See, she's feeling for her girlfriends like that. She's not selfishly attached to Krishna. But, you know, she it's just like, well, so it's not exactly like this, but sometimes if you have something very nice, you want to share it with someone else, and by sharing with someone else, you experience an expansion of your appreciation of the thing. And also, you can have the pride, in the material world, you have the pride of being the provider of the wonderful commodity, you know, to your friend or whatever. So we can also allow that to manifest, or not allow, but understand that it has its origin in the transcendental world, in its pure feature.
And she said that the gopis are sakis, our friends are burning in
a fathomless ocean of feelings of separation.
In this verse, friends are using the word kulapati, they're calling Krishna kulapati.
Kulapati, you have to explain that.
So Kula means a group of gopis, many.
Kula означает группа гопи, то есть много гопи.
Pati means lord.
Pati означает господин.
So they're calling him that because they're feeling that it's great injustice that he's the lord of all of us, but now he's gone away with only one.
То есть другими словами, гопи имеют в виду, что гопи, то самое я сказал, что это несправедливо, что являясь кулапати, то есть господином группы гопи, он все-таки оставил всю эту группу и отправился с одной гопи.
What an injustice!
Как насколько это несправедливо?
He should be here with us.
Он должен быть здесь с нами.
Why he went away with one girl?
Почему он ушел только с одной девушкой?
And therefore, then they call him Achyuta.
А также они называют его Ачюта.
And Achyuta means infallible.
Ачюта означает непогрешимый.
But it also means sense that can never be lost.
Также это означает тот, кто никогда не может быть потерян.
So they addressing Krishna as a tutor, while they're talking to the doe.
То есть когда они разговаривали с оленихой, они Кришну называли также ачьюта.
And saying that you must know where he is.
Они, то есть они имели в виду, что, возможно, ты не знаешь, где он сейчас находится.
He's never vichuta to you.
То есть он, может быть, никогда не является по отношению к тебе vichuta.
He's never lost to you.
То есть он никогда не потерян для тебя.
Because we can see by the gleam in your eye. You must have seen him.
Потому что по сиянию своих глаз мы можем заключить, что ты видел его.
So please tell us so that we can join.
Tell us where he is.
Потом скажи нам, где он, чтобы мы могли найти его.
These are mentioned by
Vishwanath
Chakravarti. Yeah. So
it's true that she's mentioning this. Srimati Radharani is mentioning this, that her friends are feeling separation, and they're expressing that in that verse.
There's another entry that could be added here.
Сначала там говорили, что копии испытывали, здесь Радхарани говорит, что копии испытывали за разлуку, и они выражают ее в разговоре с оленихами, Шримад Бхагаватам. И Аидра Прабху говорит, что здесь еще кое-что, что можно добавить в эту поводу.
Radharani is quite aware. See, just as in the material world, every woman has a concept or a vanity of her own beauty and qualifications, etc. And sometimes, you know, of course, on the platform of lust, just like love is blind or lust is blind, and because in the material world we have a tendency to absorb our consciousness in selfish sense gratification and extended selfish sense gratification, so we have a tendency to think that I am best, that my community is best, my country is best, and all these types of vanities which may arise. So
подобно тому, как в материальном мире каждая женщина, она, конечно же, осознает, так сказать, свои сильные стороны, то есть свою красоту и другие свои качества, то есть это не секрет. Но поскольку это в материальном мире, то это объединено в этом концепции эгоизма, когда человек думает, что я самый лучший, моя община самая лучшая, моя страна самая лучшая.
On the material platform, generally it is seen that the vanity that a woman will be having in the matter of her own beauty will be based or centered around the purposeful use of that beauty in the matter of exploiting others for her personal sense gratification in some way or another.
Понимание женщины своей красоты, оно в конечном итоге сводится к тому, что она будет стараться использовать эту красоту в попытках эксплуатировать других людей, так или иначе.
But on the spiritual platform, the transcendental woman, they also have what appears to be a similar type of vanity, but it should be understood that it's based on a preoccupation with a desire to employ their personal bodily beauty, etc., and various qualifications and artistry for the pleasure of Krishna.
Но в духовном мире духовные женщины, хотя на первый взгляд у них есть такое же представление о себе, на самом деле они хотят использовать свою телесную красоту и другие свои качества лишь только ради удовлетворения Кришны.
just like in the chapter of Krishna book where it's describing Krishna, the gopis' feelings of separation. In that chapter it is mentioned that when Krishna was walking with his beloveds through the forest, he would touch the leaves and fruits and branches and flowers of the various trees and creepers. Giving them great joy. And it's mentioned that generally, purported, I'm assuming by Srila Prabhupada, perhaps with reference to any acharya's purports, I cannot say, but it's this this section is purported by saying that generally the plants and trees, they are not very advanced in Krishna consciousness.
И вот комментарий к этому сюжету такой, что обычно растения, деревья, они не очень продвинуты в понимании предметов сознания Кришны.
Trees and plants are generally among the 8,400,000 species of life, they're in a very low status of consciousness.
Различные растения, деревья, они относятся к низшим формам жизни, одним из 8,400,000 видов жизни.
Although I personally heard Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk tell to Bhaktisarup Damodar in a scientific discussion that they were having, that the trees and plants that are above on the surface of the ground, that they are more highly elevated in consciousness than even though they're immobile, but they're more highly elevated than in their consciousness than even the moving creatures that are in the water, such as fishes and crabs and etc.
Srila Prabhupada said that the деревья и растения, которые находятся над поверхностью земли, они по своему сознанию намного более превосходят всевозможных рыб и крабов, которые живут в море, хотя эти неподвижны, а те движущиеся.
Still compared to human beings, the tree's level of consciousness is rather low. So Srila Prabhupada was telling like this in that section of Krishna book that generally it is understood that trees and plants are of very low consciousness.
И вот Шрила Прабхупада в источнике он говорит, что обычно понимается, что деревья и растения низшего сознания.
However, by the association of Krishna and Krishna's associates, these trees and creepers became so much infused with Krishna consciousness.
Но все же из-за общения с Кришной и спутниками Кришны эти растения и деревья настолько пропитались этим сознанием Кришны.
They became so much infused with Krishna consciousness that they wanted to offer everything that they had. By his association, by his touch, they immediately wanted to offer everything that they had, whatever they had, their flowers, their fruits, and the honey incessantly dripping from their branches. So this is this same, let's say, feature of Krishna consciousness or advanced Krishna consciousness is found in any devotee. What to speak of devotees as advanced as the gopis in the Madhurya Ras? So any devotee naturally wants to offer his very best in everything that he's all about, thinking that my offering should be accepted by Krishna and that my offering should be seen as valuable.
Поэтому каждый преданный естественным образом хочет отдать все лучшее Кришне и считает, что
That Krishna should value my offering too. This is natural. So it is not, let's say, a matter of regret, or it is not blameworthy that the gopis would be thinking as has been said. That they are being neglected. Why only this one girl? Even though the gopis may be having that transcendental womanly vanity, which is fully centered around the consideration of augmenting Krishna's varieties of transcendental pleasures. Still, Radharani knows about, she's quite aware of her, let's say, transcendental preponderance. Preponderance means, just like moon among the stars. Greatness.
То есть Шримати Радхарани, она вполне понимала свое главенство, более главенствующее положение в отношении другим гопи.
She gives expression to this self-awareness in the verse that I'm going to just now read.
И она собирается выразить свое понимание в том стихе, который я сейчас собираюсь прочитать.
Quote. This is Radharani speaking.
Это слова Радхарани.
Among all the cowherd girls of Braja, Shri Krishna is particularly affectionate towards me. This is celebrated by all the people of Braja. I'm not making this up. The reason his super excellent love for me is celebrated
и причина, по которой его необычайная любовь ко мне прославляется,
is because my love for him,
это потому что моя любовь к нему,
is considered to be like Mount Meru,
считается подобной горе Меру,
whereas the love of the other cowherd girls for him,
в то время как любовь других пастушек к нему,
is not even like 3 or 4 mustard seeds in comparison.
Любовь других девушек к нему даже не то, как 3 или 4 этих горчичных зерна в сравнении с моей любовью.
So we can see that it's getting later and later. Today is Purnima. And we have so many things to do to finish our Chaturmasya Vrat and finish our Kartik Vrat and our Bhishma Panchika Vrat. By the way, anyone who's in, if anyone here is anyone following the Bhishma Panchika Vrat here? Anyone is here?
You want?
So, I should mention that if you're following strictly according to the program that I've presented to many of the devotees here, today, this morning, or sometime relatively soon, we are to drink milk. And then, in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock, the Panchagavya is to be mixed. Panchagavya means the 5 items from the cow. The cow dung, cow urine, and ghee, yogurt, and milk. These are to be mixed together and to be taken about 4 o'clock. Then after... You want to say these things, please?
То есть для тех, кто следует Панчи Вишну Панчи Врати, я должен сказать, что утром мы должны были выпить молоко. То есть утром это значит сейчас или относительно скоро сейчас. А потом в 4 часа нужно будет смешать компоненты панчигави, то есть коровий навоз, коровий мочу, коровий йогурт, молоко и ги, и принять в это время 4 часа.
So after taking this, these mixed items at 4 o'clock, then you should give in charity to Brahmins and Vaishnavas, etc., whatever, Mahaprasad or some donation or any such things, cloth, donation, Mahaprasad, these types of things. And then break your fast by taking sweet rice. Starting at 4 o'clock is the Panchagavya, the honoring of Panchagavya. Then you distribute the charity and break your fast, and then, thank God, shave and all these things. It's time for me to shave. I'm so happy that today has come so I can shave. Shave up.
4 часа панчигавья, потом пожертвования, потом прерывать пост сладким рисом, а потом можно будет побриться.
All this has to be done before the Sandeep Prakash time or the Pradosh. Pradosh means when the sun has set and the light of the sun is still remaining in the sky. All this has to be done before sunset, in other words. And but if for some reason, if you want to shave and you don't have time in that small 1 hour, to do all those things, then it is permitted to shave after the Pradosh time. That means after the last ray of sun has left the sky. But during the Pradosh time, when Lord Shiva and his cohorts are traveling in the sky, etc., one should not shave.
После того, как это пробежит Прадош, когда там Шива со своими компаньонами путешествует, можно будет побриться тогда. То есть когда последний луч солнца, спрячется за горизонтом, можно будет побриться тогда уже в темноте. Но ни в коем случае нельзя в сумерки бриться.
If you can honor the Panchagavya and distribute the charity and break your fast with sweet rice and shave before the Pradosh period begins, then that is best.
Но если вы все успеете делать до заката солнца и панчигавьи, и надо побриться, и пожертвования.
No, you have 1 hour.
So это самое лучшее.
No, from four to 5:10. Sundown is at 5:10 today. Moonrise.
Солнце садится где-то 5:10 вечером. То есть где-то час на все нам просвет.
Непонятно, сказали, спасибо.
А вы сказали же уже, когда пожертвования раздали, сразу почитайте.
Is there some question about this?
Like, but which particular time to take sweet rice?
No. It's, you take sweet rice after you have distributed the charity. The taking of the sweet rice breaks your Bhishma Panchika Vrat. It is like a paran, just like you break your Ekadasi fast. So similarly, you break. If you don't have any sweet rice to break your vrat with, then I'm going to collect all the sweet rice from the Mahaprasad table in a few minutes, and then and I can distribute it. But you'll have to come to my room or send an agent to my room to collect it.
Если кто-то не найдет сладкого риса, чтобы прервать его пост, то можете прийти ко мне в комнату, потому что к тому времени я заберу весь сладкий рис с подношения божествам дневного. И могу поделиться с тем, кто нам хочет. Можно просто ко мне в комнату прийти или прислать агента своего.
So, anyway, let's try to finish this.
Давайте постараемся закончить.
There's so much important discussion, actually. We could probably go to at least 2 o'clock. because. But we'll try to finish before 12. No, I got so many things to do for both. You know, I shouldn't even be doing this. You know, where were we? Here it is. Yeah. Miserable. Yeah. Oh, I thought. Yes. Here. Okay. So let's try to read quickly. I thought Radharani saying. Oh, wait a minute. Where are we? Yes. Let's read. Let's just read this whole thing quickly. My dear girlfriends have not been enjoying the great festival of this fathomless ocean of ecstatic nectar.
Мои дорогие подруги еще не успели насладиться великим праздником этого, так сказать, бескрайнего океана экстатического нектара.
This is the sign of Radharani's concern for others.
Это то, как Радхарани заботится о других.
But instead are burning miserably and feeling our separation.
Но вместо этого они сгорают от страданий, испытывая разлуку с нами.
Парадука дуки. You understand? Парадука
дуки.
Why must this be? And what can I do about it?
Почему должно быть так? И что я могу поделать с этим?
Radharani said, Radharani thought, if he and I waited here for a few moments, then my sakis, who are searching all over the forest, will quickly catch up with us.
Радхарани подумал, если бы я и он подождали бы здесь несколько моментов, тогда бы мои сакхи, которые ищут нас повсюду, по всему лесу, смогли бы быстро нагнать нас здесь.
Concluding thus, I said to Sri Krishna,
и придя к такому заключению, я сказала Шри Кришне,
O beloved, I am unable to go any further.
О возлюбленный, я не могу идти дальше.
Let us rest here for a little while.
Давай здесь отдохнем ненадолго.
She was saying this, you know, to give her sakis a chance to catch up with her, so as to relieve their feelings of separation from them.
Она сказала это для того, чтобы позволить своим сакхи нагнать их там, чтобы избавиться от боли разлуки.
But the crest jewel of clever lovers immediately understood everything about the thoughts in my mind.
Но лучший из всех любовников незамедлительно понял все, о чем я только что подумал.
Therefore, he who is unparalleled in his extremely cunning nature.
Поэтому тот, кто несравним в своих, так сказать, своей высочайшей степени
cunning means tricky,
кто-то несравним в своей высочайшей степени хитрой натуре.
Who is matchless in his ability to relish divine mellows.
Тот, кто несравним также в своей способности наслаждаться божественными вкусами.
Quickly deliberated within his own mind.
Тут же подумал.
So now we're going to hear Krishna's reasoning for leaving the gopis.
Сейчас мы услышим, почему Кришна оставил гопи.
And his reasoning for leaving Radharani also.
И также то, почему он оставит Радхарани в скором будущем.
Krishna thought.
Кришна подумал.
If I take Radhika with me to wander in these gardens.
Если я возьму Радхику с собой для того, чтобы бродить по этим садам.
Then that will not make me happy.
Это не сделает меня счастливым.
Because this Radha can feel the mental anguish of her girlfriends in her heart.
Потому что эта Радха может ощущать беспокойство относительно своих подружек.
And thus she also becomes very sad.
Это тоже приведет ее в печальное настроение.
And on the other hand, if I wait here,
но с другой стороны, если я буду ждать здесь,
then all those girls will catch up with us.
То все эти девушки нагонят нас.
And look at me with crooked eyebrows.
И посмотрят на меня с изогнутыми взглядом, с изогнутыми бровями.
And they will lovingly chastise Radhika for a long time.
И они будут с любовью ругать Радхику долгое время.
lecturing her in many different ways. If this happens, then the mood of tasting amorous mellow sports will be completely spoiled.
Настроение вкушения любовных вкусов любовных игр будет полностью испорчено.
And they will all return to their own homes in a huff.
И всем придется наполовине все это дело прервать и отправиться по домам.
Thus there will be no chance of enjoying the Rasta dance tonight.
Поэтому тогда на сегодня с танцем Раса будет все покончено.
Which is what the whole purpose of them coming out there was, to enjoy the Rasta dance. And if the Rasa dance is not performed with all these gopis, then, now listen carefully, then the prankish prayer that Radhika previously submitted unto me will not be fulfilled.
Тогда эта игривая молитва, с которой обратилась ко мне Радхика ранее, не будет выполнена.
Now we're going to get some insight as to why there even was such a thing as a Maharas in the first place.
Сейчас мы узнаем вообще, почему произошло такое явление, как Махараса.
Радхарани had asked,
Радхарани спросила,
Beloved, can you simultaneously embrace thousands and millions of gopis with your two arms?
О возлюбленный, можешь ли ты одновременно обнимать тысячи миллионы молодых гопи своими двумя руками?
I might just add my own little purport here, if you don't mind.
Маленький комментарий добавлю к этому.
Many times in different places in the Acharya's literatures, we will see how it is that Krishna is mildly rebuked by the gopis as being a brahmachari.
Во многих местах книг Ачарьев, так сказать, гопи очень часто насмехаются над Кришной за то, что его называют брахмачари.
And Krishna also, referring to the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, sometimes himself, let's say, audaciously boasts himself to be as a brahmachari.
И Кришна сам лично, ссылаясь на Гопал Тапани Упанишад, очень часто провозглашает себя строгим брахмачари.
But the gopis know very well what kind of brahmachari he is. So Radharani is saying that you say that you're a brahmachari. You say that you're a brahmachari, but we know what kind of brahmachari you are. A brahmachari is supposed to be able to control his senses. So, if you think that you're such a sober and dira brahmachari, real dira means that you should be able to control your senses in the face of the provocations. Someone may keep himself aloof from the sense objects and claim to be able to control his senses. But real sense control and real undisturbed sobriety can be tested when you are associated with the objects of the senses. So I want to see how sober and undisturbed you are. If you can embrace millions of gopis simultaneously with your two arms, then you will be able to, let's say, rightly prove yourself. So she says further here that I am desirous to see such a feat. If you would kindly satisfy my request. So first, So Krishna's saying, so first, I will leave Radhika's company for a very short while. Thereby proving to the other girls this poor helpless girl to be faultless while taking all the blame myself. Just see how kind he is to his devotee. Thereby proving this poor helpless girl.
He will leave Radhika.
Yes.
Okay.
So first I will leave Radhika's company for a very short while.
Сначала я оставлю общество Радхики для ненадолго, для того, чтобы доказать тем самым этой бедной, беспомощной девушке,
thereby proving,
что это на самом деле нет ничего плохого в том, чтобы
proving to the I'm adding proving to the others, the other girls who are in hot pursuit and would otherwise storm off in a huff.
I see. Sorry, I've got. Just 1 second.
While taking all the blame,
okay.
So they won't. In other words, so that the other girls won't blame her. He's willing to take the full brunt of the thing on his own shoulders. I will thereby remain obliged unto Radha.
Потом я останусь обязанным Радхе.
And at the same time will cause all the gopis to become affectionately concerned for her welfare in every way after they find her crying alone in the forest.
И таким образом, то есть тем самым я останусь обязан Радхе, и в то же самое время это приведет к тому, что все другие гопи будут с любовью заботиться о ее благе разными способами, после того, как они найдут ее здесь, плачущую в одиночестве в глухом лесу.
This is very important now. We're getting to some really, really nectarine stuff now.
Сейчас начинается настоящий нектар.
By beholding the boundless, incomparably burning fever of Radhika's feelings of separation for me,
наблюдая за бескрайним, несравнимым, жгущим, жгущий как бы, ну как сказать, лихорадкой что ли, чувств Радхики в разлуке со мной.
They will all be drowned in the great ocean of sheer astonishment. This will cause them to give up their own love pride. And realize that only Radha is absolutely the foremost lover of all.
И тут же и заставит их понять, что только Радха является в абсолютной степени самой лучшей возлюбленной из всех.
These proud girls will see that just as Radha is outstandingly best in the mellows of divine union.
Эти гордые девушки увидят, что точно так же, как Радха является выдающимся образом наилучшей среди в плане вкусов божественного воссоединения.
Similarly, she is also best hundreds of millions of times over in her feelings of separation.
Точно так же она также наилучшая в сотни миллионов раз в плане испытывания чувств разлуки.
The conjugal mellow is supremely nourished by these two moods of union and separation.
Вкус супружеских отношений в высшей степени подпитывается этими двумя умонастроениями, воссоединение и разлуки.
When the gopis behold Radha's heart-rending condition of separation from me.
Когда гопи будут наблюдать состояние Радхи, разлуки со мной.
They will become embarrassed considering her to be the topmost of them all.
Они тут же будут смущены, поскольку они поймут, что она является намного лучше, чем они.
After I left the gopis, they indignantly said amongst themselves, "Alas, now Hari is simply overwhelmed with lust. For he has left us all to go make love with Radhika." Even though we are more loving than she. Then they became very upset and had cast much blame towards both of us. But now, when they find Sri Radhika terribly suffering alone in the forest, and are scorched by the exalted peak of her blazing fire of loving separation, surpassing their own feelings of loving separation a millionfold, then the gopis will consider their own love to be like insignificant candles compared to her great flame. My desire is that there be unity established among them all.
Мое желание таково, чтобы они, ну, между ними установилось единство.
And in this way, my wish will be fulfilled.
Таким образом, мое желание будет исполнено.
Thus, at the time of sporting the Rasa festival,
таким образом, наслаждаясь танцем Раса,
when they are dancing in a circular formation,
когда они будут все танцевать в круге,
and they see Radhika brilliantly shining alone with me in the center, then they will not be jealous of her in the least. Just as people apply a pungent ointment to their eyes that stings. Pungent means hot or like pepper.
Подобно тому, как люди наносят какие-то, ну, острые или какие-то мази на свои глаза, которые
that stings and makes the eyes temporarily numb.
Которые плохо пахнут и делают их глаза на некоторое время слепыми.
But which afterwards renders them clear and brilliant.
Но которые позже делают их более чистыми и сияющими.
Similarly, a well-wishing friend sometimes purposefully gives another friend apparent difficulty.
Точно так же друг иногда может доставлять своему другу на первый взгляд кажущиеся трудности,
that later results in the enjoyment of a wealth of happiness.
Который позже приводит к наслаждению и счастью.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
There's so much more. The thing is that even by getting a glimpse of the vast ocean of wealth of the Goswami's contribution to human society in the form of their literatures.
Ну, отблеск того вклада, который Госвами внесли в человеческое общество в виде своей литературы.
We can get, let's say, strong nishta.
Мы можем получить сильную ништу, твердую ништу.
and let's say, and on the basis of our appreciation for the incomparable, let's say, what do you call it, philosophy and exhibition of the truths about Radha and Krishna as given in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Prabhupada has always told that that the only way to actually understand Radha and Krishna in truth is to take shelter of the teachings of the six Goswamis. In the as is being discussed here, you will see that what Krishna is trying to do, just like he told to Narada, I think I mentioned it previously in a previous discussion. He mentioned to Narada Muni that if you want to impress me, then take shelter of Radharani. If you say that you want to love me, then you take shelter of Radharani. You direct your love for me through the services of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. In other realms, you will find that they first honor Narayan, and then after they do the puja of Narayan, they do the puja of Lakshmi Devi. But in our Gaudiya tradition, we approach Krishna through Radha. In other words, we take the flower and place the flower in the hand of Radha, and request Radha to please offer this flower to Krishna, and beg her that Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you, crying out, Krishna, Krishna, please be merciful to me and tell about me, recommend me to your Krishna. And because Radharani is so kind, Radharani will turn to Krishna, not thinking of her own transcendental preeminence, but she will tell to Krishna, rather, that here is your devotee, please accept her. She's many times more qualified than me. Then on Radharani's recommendation, Krishna will place his loving glance upon the devotee, embrace her, sport with her, and fulfill every desire within the core of her heart to an unlimited, inexhaustible degree. And the devotee will happily, on behalf of Srimati Radharani, play the transcendental role of a love thief.
Love thief?
Yes. Understanding Srimati Radharani's experience, knowing her to be experiencing 10 million times the happiness of her own meeting with Krishna by her making the arrangements for her friends to meet with Krishna. All the while absorbed in the treasure of the service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So, in the land of Braja, we chant Radhe Radhe, because we know that Radharani is our everything and our all. The Brajavasis think in no other way. Krishna, we can take him or leave him. Why do we care for Krishna? Us gopis of Vrindavan don't want to make any more friendships with that blackish boy. We remain ever ingratiated and ever allegiant to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the life of our life. Anyway, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari. I'm very grateful to you for allowing me to take up so much of your time.
Я очень благодарен вам за то, что вы позволили мне забрать у вас так много времени.
I hope that I have not been in any way, I'll say, impudent or let's say pretentious in the course of our discourses.
Я надеюсь, что я не притворялся в течение наших обсуждений, не был притворщиком.
I'm not in control of my speech.
Я не могу контролировать свою речь.
Nor am I in control of my mind.
Я даже свой ум не могу контролировать.
I'm praying at the feet of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Anangamanjari, and to the feet of Srila Prabhupada, that my words may be representative of their desires to express something for the benefit of all of you. I don't come out and speak very often. I'm rather a recluse. Recluse means I live by myself. I stay in my room and I rarely come out. Except for to make some humble effort to share my enthusiasm for performing Samkirtan Jagya. I'm actually very fallen and unqualified in most respects. You know, still I, for some reason, somehow or other, because of his request, and because of your enthusiasm to hear something, whatever it may happen to be. I've been inspired to try to say a few things over the last few days. If you think that you've heard anything which is of any value, then please kindly keep it as a treasure in your heart and cherish it for your whole life.
Если вы считаете, что вы слышали нечто, что обладало какой-то ценностью, тогда просто храните это в своем сердце как какую-то драгоценность, наслаждайтесь этим всей жизнью, всю жизнь.
Perhaps if Krishna so desires, we may get another chance to have similar types of katas sometime in the future.
А может быть, если Кришна пожелает того, может быть, в этом будущем у нас будет.
Not tomorrow. I can't say when I'm going to be inspired to even attempt to give expression to anything from my side. You may be knowing that I rarely give classes around here. And they're not really like classes, they're more like seminars. You know, let's say, discussing from ever-increasing angles of vision. So if I've committed any offense, I beg your forgiveness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Guru Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Lord Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Krishna Rasa Yatra Ki
Jai.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Today is also another Rasa Yatra. And one more thing is that you may be knowing that it is on this day that Lord Chaitanya entered into the Rasmandal. You may remember, if you've read Chaitanya Charitamrita, or maybe it's there in teachings of Lord Chaitanya as well, that that Mahaprabhu, when he left Puri to come to Vrindavan, he was experiencing 10 million times the happiness of his residence in Puri just by making the effort to go to Vrindavan. By commencing his journey to Vrindavan, he experienced 10 million times the happiness of his happiness of residing in Puri.
Описывается, что когда Господь Читания шел в свое путешествие в Риндаван, он испытывал счастье в 10 миллионов раз больше, чем от того, что он жил в Джинанпуре. То есть просто сами попытки пойти в Риндаван доставляли ему такую радость.
And when he actually came to Mathura,
когда он на самом деле добрался до Матхуры,
and bathed at Vishramghat,
и искупался в Вишрамгхате,
then he experienced 10 million times that happiness.
То он испытывал счастье 10 миллионов раз больше, чем то счастье от того, что он шел.
And then when he went where next? I think he went to even to Govardhan.
He went to the 12 forests.
Through the 12 forests, but then when he came to Rasmandal at Vansivat, then he experienced 10 million times, you know, his happiness of residing at Jagannath Puri. As a matter of fact, his ecstasies were so tremendous and uncontrollable that his servant, what was his name? Balabhadra, yeah. His servant Balabhadra, he was afraid that Mahaprabhu might meet his demise at any moment.
Die
or destruction. And so at a certain point he begged Mahaprabhu to please let's go to Allahabad for Kumbh Mela. You know, and Mahaprabhu, understanding the inability of his servant to cope with the situation, let's say, mercifully agreed to leave Brajmandal. Although he really didn't want to. This shows how much more powerful in the matter of augmenting the ananda of Radha and Krishna is Brajmandal than Jagannath Puri. Even though Jagannath Puri is also considered to be as a Vipralamba Lila stan. But anyway, it is on this day that Mahaprabhu came to the Ras Mandal and experienced the pinnacle of his happiness. In his tour of Brajmandal. So many of the Gaudiya temples, they celebrate this day in order to commemorate that event. It happens to be that it's the same day, but actually this Rasa dance is not Maharas. Maharas was on Sharadiya Ras Purnima. This Rasa dance is called Sri Krishna Rasa dance, and this took place not at Vansivad or not in this area on the Yamuna shore, but at Govardhan. And it's now 2 minutes after 12. It's time to chant our Kama Gayatri mantra. Oh, the point I wanted to make, I forgot to mention the point. You know, the point that I wanted to make about this, as is mentioned in Dhyanchandra's Padati about the Kama Gayatri Mantra and the Gopal Mantra, and also this the Radha Mantra and Gaur Mantra. The point that I wanted to bring out, which somehow or other escaped me, but by Krishna's grace I was able to remember it, is that Dhyanchandra says that these mantras are Ragmai mantras. Ragmai. They are Ragmai mantras. These mantras are actually meant to be chanted to augment Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan means that they are chanted on the basis of a greed to attain the result of the chanting, which is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, the land of Braja, and the prem sevas of Shri Shri Radha and Krishna, and in the land of Braja as well as Gora in Nityanavadvip. In this regard,
в этой связи.
I want to read something to you from Rag Bhartman Chandrika, which is very apropos. and which should be very clearly understood by all of us. Devotional service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, done strictly according to scriptural regulations in Vaidimark, results in attaining Goloka in Vaikuntha.
Преданное служение божественной чете Радхи Кришне, которое выполняется в строгости, строгой соответствии с предписаниями священных писаний, приводит к достижению Голоки на Вайкунтхе.
That means Goloka in Vaikuntha means, as we previously discussed, the Vaikuntha or majestic realm of Vrindavan on the Golok planet, where Radha and Krishna are worshipped in awe and reverence. Furthermore, that means that, what does it mean in Vaidimarg?
Что значит Vaidimarg?
Vaidimarg means under the rules and regulations, under the order of Guru, under strict regulative, injunctions of scriptures, governed by logic and reasoning.
Vaidimarg означает, что преданный выполняет служение по наставлениям Гуру и священных писаний, и при этом он пользуется, логическим объяснением того, почему это нужно делать.
It is termed as a fear-based obligatory devotion as such.
Такая преданность, которая обязана на основана на чувстве долга, обязанности и даже какого-то страха.
But there's a vast distinction between devotion, so-called devotion, based on duty-boundedness, and devotion based on loving service attitude.
Но существует огромная разница между преданностью, основанной на, так сказать, чувстве обязанности, обязанности, и чувстве любви, любовной преданности.
Guru has given us the Hare Krishna mantra and ordered us to, you must chant minimum of 16 rounds daily.
Guru дал нам Hare Krishna mantra и сказал, вы должен повторять ее 16 кругов минимум каждый день.
You know, if you don't, you go to hell.
Если не будешь, пойдешь в ад.
Or whatever, you know. So, or you must follow the regular principles. You must chant your Kama Gayatri mantra 3 times a day. If you don't chant Kama Gayatri mantra 3 times a day, then take off this Brahmin thread. So, you know, the bhakta is shaking in his shoes. You know, and he's aye aye, captain. You know, and he's feeling this by having been obligated on account of having taken the diksha. I've taken diksha. If you take diksha and you don't follow the orders of the spiritual master, then you get sinful reactions. According to the Pancharatrika Vidhis, you know, so therefore I'm going on with my, you know, shnik shnik rum rum,
you know,
or I'm chanting my midnightry all the way up till 3:30 in the morning. Hanging on my Brahmin thread. Sometimes, drooling. you know, or if we have our danda, you know, the danda's falling over and bonking someone on the head. I've seen that happen sometimes in the middle of the Bhagavatam class, you know. We give him the benefit of the doubt that he was working very hard for Krishna the day before, and that's why he's so tired and can't stay awake in the Bhagavatam class. Anyhow, so that's Vaidhi Bhakti. So, or at least it's a semblance of Vaidhi Bhakti. Anyhow, Rag Bhakti is of a different nature. Let's see if I can find this one too. Oh, I hope I can find it. No, was it? No, these were from previous time. Ah, ha, 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 Hare Krishna. I didn't come prepared to make this point exactly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Maybe it's back here. You have to go? Okay. All right, but this is a great point. Come, you know, I'll make it to you later, okay? I wish I could read it for you so you can hear it as it is. But anyhow, we'll finish reading this paragraph and then I'll paraphrase the point that I wanted to bring out. Because we were discussing about the distinction between worshipping Radha Krishna in Vaidhi Marg and worshipping Radha Krishna in Rag Marg is what basically the discussion is about, and that discussion is a very interesting point where this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's book, and he's describing here that someone may be seen, because the same activities that are performed in Vaidhi Bhakti are also appropriately applied in the performance of Rag Bhakti. Because it will be seen, just like in Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. they are there in Vaidhi Bhakti, but they are also there in the matter of performance of Rag Bhajan. So he describes that Vaidhi, that apparent Vaidhi Bhakti, which is because Vaidhi Bhakti is inspired by the obligatory adherence to regulative principles, etc. And yeah, we're just now coming. The Vaidhi Bhakti is described as an obligatory adherence to the regular principles of devotional service. Yours is not to wonder why, yours is but to do or die. Like that. And there's a kind of poem saying in America that yours is not to wonder why, yours is but to do or die. That is the essential bhavana or attitude in the Vaidhi line. But he describes that in that apparent that Vaidhi Bhakti, that the activities of Vaidhi Bhakti, when they are prompted by lobha, that apparent Vaidhi Bhakti, or the activities of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., that if they are prompted by lobha or greed to attain the result of residence in Braja, following in the footsteps of the Brajvasis, association with and prem seva to Radha and Krishna, then that Vaidhi Bhakti is not Vaidhi Bhakti at all. Although to a casual onlooker it may appear that that a devotee is engaged in Vaidhi Bhakti, but if his activities of chanting the holy names, worshipping the deity in the temple, or cooking for the deities, or cleaning the temple, or studying the scriptures, attending the Bhagavatam class, attending the Mangalartik, attending the or performing Sankirtan by chanting the holy name congregationally, or going out on book distribution, or any of these activities of devotional service that a devotee may do, or chanting your Gayatri Mantram. If the activity is done, prompted by that sense of obligatory adherence to devotional principles, then that activity is categorized as Vaidhi Bhakti. But if the same activity is done, prompted by the knowledge, agreed, to attain a particular result, namely the destination of Braja, the perfection of service to the feet of Radha and Krishna, based that greed based on a knowledge of the fact that these activities are ragmayi, or these aspects of devotional service, or these mantram, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri Mantra, that these are Ragmai Mantras, which are meant to let's say, produce the result of attainment of the realm of Braja, etc. If I know that, if I don't know that chanting Hare Krishna will bring me the fruit of chanting Hare Krishna is the attainment of Braja Dham, then I may not be prompted to take inspiration to chant Hare Krishna for the purpose of attainment of Braja Dham. If my guru only gives me the mantra but does not give the conception behind the mantra, which actually assists in the matter of producing the real effect of the mantra, then my mantra chanting will only be relegated to the realm of Vaidhi Bhakti. But if by the mercy of Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas and the scriptures I come to know that the real purpose of performing these devotional activities is, and the real effect, the real fruit is the attainment of the realm of Braja, and I become inspired by that knowledge to perform those activities in hot pursuit of the desire to get that fruit, then the performance of our chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the performance of our chanting of our Gayatri Mantras, the performance of our Samkirtan, the performance of our deity worship, the performance of every other anga of devotional service becomes ragmai. And it is not at all Vaidhi Bhakti, but rather is an aspect of Raganuga Bhakti. So, Vishwanath is mentioning that devotional service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, done strictly according to the scriptural regulations in Vaidhi Marg, in Vaidhi Bhakti, results in attaining Golok in Vaikuntha.
Итак, Вишван Чакраварти пишет здесь, что преданное служение божественной чете Радхи Кришны, совершенное строго в соответствии с предписаниями шастр Вайдхи Марга, оно приводит к достижению Голоки на Вайкунтхе.
The devotee's devotional mood is Aishwarya Gyan.
Настроение преданного при этом Aishwarya Gyana.
That means that that the devotional mood is predominated by the knowledge of Krishna's opulences as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And due to that knowledge of his Aishwarya, or opulences, the devotee is prompted to adopt a reverential mood of awe and respect in his approach to the worship of Radha and Krishna. So because of this Aishwarya Gyan, the devotee has not actually embrace the real spirit of the Brajbasi who is, let's say, compelled to see Krishna as the dear beloved, or the son, or the friend, or his master, as in the Dasya, Madhuryamayi Dasya of Brajabhumi.
И вот это вот осознание аспекта Айшвари Господа мешает преданному ухватить его настроение Бриджабаси, когда они видят его своим возлюбленным, ребенком, сыном, другом или своим господином в настроении Мадхури Майдаси.
In this situation, the difference between Swakiya Bhav means married love, life, married love, like the queens of Dwarka.
Такой ситуации разница между Свакия Бхавы, в которой находится царица Дварки,
and Парикия Бхав,
и Парикия Бхавы,
remain indistinguishable to him.
Для него трудно увидеть различие между ними.
When a Vaidhi Margi, one who is following the Vaidhi Marg or Vaidhi Bhakti, develops an intense desire for Madhurya Bhav,
когда Ваидхи Марги, тот, кто следует пути Ваидхи, развивает сильное желание для Мадхури Бхавы,
he becomes an eternal associate of Queen Satyabhama in Dwarka.
Он становится вечным спутником царицы Сатьябхамы в Двараке,
serving her and Krishna in Swakiya Bhav,
служа ей и Кришне в Свакия Бхаве,
with Madhurya Gyan mixed with Aishwarya Gyan.
С Мадхури Гьяной, смешанной с Айшварья Гьяной.
So, if someone is Aishwarya Gyanmayi in his approach to Radha Krishna Vigraha, then he attains the Vaikuntha Vrindavan on the Golok planet. And if there's an admixture of Madhurya Gyan and Aishwarya Gyan, in other words, if he's mixed Madhurya Gyanmayi and Aishwarya Gyanmayi in his approach to Radha and Krishna, then really he will not attain Radha and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one place, oh yeah, okay.
То есть если преданный, он поклоняется Радхе Кришне, он испытывает эту Айшварью Гьяну, то есть когда эта Айшварья Гьяна смешана с Мадхурья Гьяной, то все равно он Радху Кришну не достигнет.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in one of his books that even if a devotee is physically residing in Brajabhumi, and even in Brajabhumi, if he is worshipping the Radha Krishna Vigraha, but if he is not approaching that worship in his Brajasarup, adopting the vanity of a Brajvasi, in pure Madhurya Gyan, then he will not attain the realm of Braja and the service of Brajendranand and Krishna and Radharani. But either he will attain the maid service of Satyabhama or Rukmini in Dwarka, or he may attain the service of Lakshmi Narayan, because in Vaikuntha, or the Radha and Krishna who are in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan in the Vaikuntha realm of, or the Vaikuntha Vrindavan realm of Golok. As a matter of fact, there is mention in one commentary by, I think it is Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath, on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I was reading. Where it is mentioned that it is very necessary Purnachandra, do you need me for something? Do you need me for anything? Okay, so I'll just give me 5 minutes. Oh, you need the list. Okay. Oh, well, why did you send it to me? Who sent it to me?
I don't know. Maybe you can find.
Hare Krishna.
I think now is not time to purchase it. Otherwise, you will be able to you can take the flight.
Oh, I thought you already went.
No, I went for the basic.
What happened to the list?
Send the pocket. Oh.
And because he did not have a dynamic key, he did not have.
Oh, but I thought that. Oh, you mean Dwarkanath? All right, so forget. Yeah. All right, okay. To help you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
So, also, 4:30 maybe you can
see how it's going on. Yeah, okay, I'm coming. Yeah. Okay, all right. Anyway, in this purport to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our acharya, whichever one it was, told that Even if one wants to have the closest amorous loving relationship with Brajendranand and Krishna in the realm of Braja, but if within his bhajan he remains attached to elements of, let's say, Aishwarya Gyanmayi devotion, following the mood of the queens of Dwarka, if these elements are mixed into his consciousness, then even though he has the intention of attaining Radha and Krishna in Braja, it will not be possible for him to do so, because the land of Braja does not accommodate that type of devotional mentality. The devotee will be relegated to an inferior realm which is set up to accommodate those inferior bhavas. So, here he's saying that why it is that the Vaidhi Margi, who develops an intense desire for Madhurya Bhav, becomes an eternal associate of Satyabhama and Dwarka in Swakya Ras, with Madhurya Gyan mixed with Aishwarya Gyan. This is because the particular devotional mood with Aishwarya and Madhurya mixed prompts him to perceive Radha on an equal level with Satyabhama. In following the process of devotional service in Ragmarg, however, the devotee is elevated to the highest spiritual abode of Braja.
Но следуя процессу преданного служения в Рагамарге, преданный возвышается до высочайшей духовной обители Враджа,
where he, she resides as an eternal associate of Shrimati Radhika,
где он живет как вечный спутник Шримати Радхики,
serving her in Parakiya Bhav,
служа ей в Паракии Бхаве,
and pure Madhurya Gyan.
И чистый Мадхурья Гьян.
All right, that's enough. See you guys later. chant Hare Krishna.